Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article that might make you look at your cloud bill a bit differently.
The article is called AI's Energy Crisis. Data centers are pushing the power grid to breaking point. And it's by Brett Allegra Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
So let's start with the number at the center of all this. Right now, data centers account for 4.4% of all electricity usage in the United States.
That's not nothing, but I imagine on its own it doesn't feel alarming to most business owners.
No, but the trajectory is what matters. By 2030, AI data centers alone could consume 9% of all U.S. electricity. That's close to doubling in under a decade, just for AI, while at the same time we're electrifying cars, heat pumps, and everything else.
So the grid is being squeezed from every direction at once.
And retail electricity prices have already risen 42% since 2019. The article is clear that's not a coincidence. That's the demand signal working its way through.
Okay, 42% is real money. But I want to push on whether this is actually a problem right now or just a forecast. Because there's a big difference between this might happen and this is happening.
It's here. AEP Ohio, one of the largest utility providers in the region, has had to pause all new data center connections. Not slow them down, pause them entirely. The incoming demand was so significant, it threatened to destabilize the whole network.
That's a serious step. And the article's point is that Ohio isn't a one-off.
Right. It's a preview. The physical infrastructure underpinning the digital world was never built for this kind of exponential load. It's an aging system being pushed hard.
So what are the tech giants actually doing? Because they've got visibility into this that nobody else has.
Their actions say more than any press release. OpenAI is in talks to buy power directly from a fusion energy startup.
Fusion, the technology that's been a decade away for about 50 years.
That's almost exactly what the article says. And Microsoft is putting money into restarting Three Mile Island, the site of the most serious nuclear accident in U.S. history.
That tells you a lot about how confident they are in the public grid keeping up.
The article puts it plainly. These are not companies planning for steady growth. These are companies building private power infrastructure because they've concluded they cannot count on public supply. If you want to be a serious player in AI, you first have to become your own power company.
Which is a fairly extraordinary thing to be true in 2026. What about governments? Are any of them getting ahead of this?
A few are moving fast. The UAE is building a 5-gigawatt data center called Stargate. It's a declaration of intent to become a global AI hub, starting with a massive dedicated power source. Australia is creating new grid connection standards specifically for data centers, because the old rules no longer fit. And Singapore is investing $5 billion into its data center infrastructure.
So the countries that want to lead in AI are treating energy sovereignty as the foundation.
The article makes that argument directly. AI sovereignty is impossible without energy sovereignty. Control the power, control the future.
All right, so for a business owner paying their AWS invoice each month and not thinking much beyond that, what's the actual risk sitting in front of them?
The risk is that the hidden energy subsidy making cloud computing so affordable is unwinding. When it disappears, it shows up directly on your bill. And it's not just about cost going up.
It's capacity, too.
Exactly. The article raises the possibility of cloud providers rationing capacity when they can't source enough power, or introducing surge pricing for AI processing during peak hours, the same way ride-sharing prices spike on a wet Friday night.
The all-you-can-eat era of cheap cloud compute closing. That's a real shift for any business that's built workflows on the assumption that more processing is basically free.
And the article's framing is that the businesses that do well from here are the ones using AI to genuinely augment their operations, not just stacking tools. Digital efficiency and energy efficiency are two sides of the same coin now.
So, practically, what does the article say to do this week?
5 steps in the article, but the one I'd start with is auditing every digital tool you're running. List your platforms and cloud services, work out which are running energy-heavy AI models, and ask whether a leaner alternative would do the same job at a fraction of the cost.
For me, it's the procurement point. The article says to add energy footprint as a real filter when you're evaluating new tools. Not as a nice-to-have alongside cost and features, but as a genuine criterion.
And one more worth doing now, build price rise cushion into your cloud budget for 2026 and 2027. The trajectory on electricity costs is not going down. Plan while you still have room to maneuver. The full article is at anabu.ai, and it's worth reading the whole thing, especially the section on what OpenAI and Microsoft are actually doing. It puts the scale of this into perspective. And if you want to look at how your specific business is set up for what's coming, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai as well.